Well, welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm is here in the studio with me. And if you've been paying attention for the last 6 weeks or so, and we sure hope you have, you know we have a new sponsor, Meyer Brothers Old Fashioned Mix, the true taste of the perfect old fashioned. And you can find them on the web at themeyerbrothers.com. And joining us now in the studio to talk more about, to tell us more about the Meyer Brothers and the Old Fashioned are two of the Meyer Brothers, Bob and Rick. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, now, there's two of you here. The label shows six guys in silhouette. How many Meyer Brothers are there?
There's six of us total, six boys in the family.
Okay. No girls, huh?
No girls. Poor mom.
Now, the Meyer Brothers mix has a great history. And, Bob, why don't you tell us how, I think it was your dad, Lenny, who actually developed this this recipe many years ago.
He opened his restaurant, Supper Club, back in 1962 in St. Nathans, Wisconsin. And he was known for his old fashions. And he would serve 300-400 people on a Friday night, and then he had weddings and banquets on Saturday night. And to make it more cost-effective so he can serve more drinks, he came up with this recipe. And the premise of it, it tastes just like a scratch-made, or the term they use is a muddled old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. And it's all in the mix. No more muddling around. It's all in the mix. It's very convenient if you follow the side panel directions. You only need a half ounce and a half to three quarter, and it tastes great, just like scratch made.
Now, you brought me a bottle here to show to look at, and I trust to sample. You know, let me take this home.
Yes,
absolutely.
How many old fashions could I make out of this bottle?
With that half ounce, you'll get 50 servings out of that bottle.
Wow.
That's
okay.
Bob's drinks. I get 33 of mine.
You get 33, Rick. Okay. Now, Lenny, your dad, was the mixologist. Did your mom have a role in this?
Oh, she worked her butt off. Yes, she was the official cook. She also bartended. She kind of kept everything together as far as lining up all the kitchen staff and the bartending staff. And, yeah, it was a night and day job.
She was the broasted chicken specialist.
She made broasted chicken?
Yes, very, very good.
Okay. Now, what are your mom and dad doing today? And what's your mom's name, by the way?
Mom's name is Marge.
Okay. And what are Marge and Lenny doing today?
Enjoying retirement, hanging out in St. Nathans.
Okay.
They like to watch the Brewers.
They do.
It's not a bad season.
And the Packers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
fanatical Packer fan.
Speaking of the Packers, you guys just launched your TV commercial that you put together with a good friend of mine, Robert Weiss, and I've yet to see it, but I understand it features all six brothers. And that you debuted, what, this past week, and you were actually at Lambeau Field on the Tundratron, or whatever you call it, Tundra Vision.
Yep, the big screen.
Yeah, it was pretty great to be there in person and to see it. And we were with Fox 11 on their live broadcast, and they ran the spot twice, so we really appreciate that.
And I've got to check that out. As I say, I just haven't had a chance to see it yet. Well, now a lot of our listeners are hunters and anglers. And Rick, I know you do a lot of hunting and fishing. Tell us, yes, what kind of outdoor stuff do you enjoy?
I love to hunt. I've gotten busier at work, so I specialize a little more into duck hunting. But I also hunt deer. Me and my brothers, Tom and Randy, go on a bear hunt occasionally. We're going on another one this year. Like to hunt woodcock. I like to, and grouse. I like to hunt our fish for bass and trout. I do a lot of kayaking and canoeing. It's another hobby of mine. Love love the water.
Yeah. Now, a lot of folks who enjoy the outdoors enjoy relaxing at the cabin or at the supper club afterwards. Yes. And you know, I don't have to tell you guys, and I don't have to tell our listeners that the old fashioned. I think if it weren't for beer and milk, it would be the official beverage of Wisconsin, wouldn't it? And
I agree.
What's the connection for you guys between the outdoors and the old fashioned?
Well, here's another thing too. Our cabin up north, or northern Wisconsin, we have a little tavern in there, small one, and we call it Lenny's Lodge, named after the old man. And we do get people on opening night after everybody's been out hunting all day come over to our small little bar, a couple little friends, to of course drink our old fashions. That's what we always have. Whiskey sour is our favorite. And got to relax and celebrate the ones that got their deer.
And the ones that got away, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, when did you come up with the idea of bottling this? Because your dad made the mix, but he never bottled it, right?
He never bottled it. And we thought about this after he no longer had the supper club after 1989. So it was in the back of our mind, and things really started to get serious probably around 2007. And at that moment, 2007, 2008, we had like an epiphany moment at the cabin on the deck looking at the Pike River. And we said, you know, we should put this in a bottle because there's a lot of old patrons from the bar that really love this stuff. And I think it would do very well.
And this was now the last several years you've been selling it locally and regionally. And now I know we've been featuring some of your locations, both the supper clubs and the retail locations, in our little quiz that we ran for about a month there. And gosh, you've got, what, 400 or so retail locations or all together?
Between the bars, restaurants, and retail throughout the state of Wisconsin, through our distributor, General Beverage Distributing, we now have close to 500 accounts.
Wow.
And every month I get a report, sales report, and hopefully there'll be many more at the end of this month.
Now, we had four winners in the quiz. What did you learn from our winners? I know you talked to each one of them personally.
They loved the product. They were, two were from down in southwest corner of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And also a lady from Sheboygan.
Yeah.
And then a guy from Chicago, Illinois. And I just talked to him the other day. He received this bottle, and he loves our stuff.
Yeah, he surprised me. He listens, as a growing number of people do, to the podcast. So he's really out of the broadcast range, but he downloads the show, he listens to it, and he actually, I think I told you this, Bob, he bought a bottle the week before he knew that he won. He bought a bottle, he was in Viroqua, Wisconsin, and bought a bottle at a local grocery store there and tried it out and was experimenting with it. So he's got enough for quite a few old fashions, I guess, now.
Hey, Bob, didn't we get two new places at some of them winners?
Oh, yes. Through this quiz show, so far we've established a couple new accounts down in that southwest corner. So this is very good, a good thing that we've been doing this.
Well, good. We're glad that it works for you. It certainly works for us. Now, you've got some upcoming events, right? Some tastings and events?
That is true, Dan. We've been doing the tastings, my brothers and I, especially around the holidays in the local retail stores and liquor stores. Next Monday, I have one, in fact, over in Elkhart Lake at the Vintage Wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a few more scheduled. If you go to our website for the rest of the month of August in Plymouth and Sheboygan, at the website at themeyerbrothers.com. And also in the month of October, we do some trade shows and special events.
Well, great. And that's all on your website, of course.
That is all posted on the website.
Yeah. Now, Rick, I know that you are a Civil War reenactor.
Yes.
In addition to being a big hunter, and
Wisconsin.
You were okay. So you're in a Union outfit.
That is correct. Wisconsin's best.
You went to Gettysburg for the 150th.
Yes, I was there, and I also was at Antietam's 150th.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, my brother-in-law. He's an MD in upstate New York, and he plays a doctor in a Confederate outfit.
Well,
so you guys were fighting each other in the 150th reunion of the reconstruction or whatever you call it.
Reenactment.
There's the word of the Gettysburg. Well,
I hope I shot over his head.
I hope so too. Well, I think he stays in a tent and he pretends he's cutting off legs, and he showed me at his place one time, and he's walking out of the garage with an arm and a squirt bottle of fake blood. I mean, he just loves to gross people out like that. But that's a tremendous way to relive history, and you really enjoy that, I guess.
Yes, I do. I like bringing a lot of people from Wisconsin don't know the history about how good our guys were. They were very prominent, and it's nice to bring their memory back because otherwise people would forget about them. And, of course, our new veterans, too, they all need our support.
Sure. Yeah. Now, you know, the old fashioned is such an old drink that I'll bet they were drinking it during the Civil War.
They may have been, yes, because it's
from born in 1806.
1806, yeah. So,
one thing too, on my hunt bear with my brothers Tom and Randy, we actually were celebrating our success, and we ran out of soda, and we found out it makes a good Manhattan too.
It does, huh? Okay, yes. So it's versatile. Yeah. Well, good. Well, and where can people find more? Obviously, with 500 locations where they can either have it served or buy it and make their own drinks, all that information's on your website, right?
That is correct. I'd like to mention, well, obviously, this is Rick. He's an avid outdoorsman. He discussed that a little earlier. I'm a big golfer. I like to golf. Terry, my brother Terry, he does a little everything, hunt, fish, golf. Tom, he's a big game guy, bear hunting. And Randy's a big game guy. And then my brother Steve, he's a golfer also.
All right. Well, you guys have the outdoor activities pretty well covered. And I guess with your new old-fashioned mix, you've got the indoor activities pretty well covered too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dan, it's been a pleasure. And hopefully everybody keeps enjoying our old-fashioned mix.
Well, we hope so too. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Bob and Rick Meyer, the Meyer Brothers, and this was brought to you by Meyer Brothers Old Fashioned Mix, the true taste of the perfect old fashioned. Learn more and find out where you can sample it yourself at themeyerbrothers.com. More Outdoors Radio straight ahead.